It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price. He is with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County. And if you're like me right now, you are struggling with elm seed bugs. They seem to get everywhere. They get in patios, they get in sheds, they get in your house. And so I thought I'd bring Steve in and we'd talk for a little bit about maybe ways to minimize entry and what you can do with those elm seed bugs to kind of, you know, keep them at bay for a little bit. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about, first and foremost, where do these things come from?
That's a great question. So for those that have lived in the county a long time, there was a time when you didn't have to deal with these. So these are actually an insect. They're native to the Mediterranean. And they were first found in the United States in about, I think, 2012. They were found outside of Boise, Idaho. They've now kind of spread. First time we saw them in Utah, confirmed, was 2014. And now they've spread throughout the Pacific Northwest, and they've made their way through most counties of Utah at this point.
So at some point, will they just keep going south and get out of our hair?
No. I think they'll still stick around locally for us.
I had to try. So, they're an elm seed bug, and if you have, as you said, a Chinese elm or a Siberian elm, and you have one that drops seeds, that's what's going to happen. You were explaining this to me, so kind of explain that process.
Yeah, so these little guys, you know, they are related to maybe what most people are more familiar with, a box elder bug. These are a relative, except they're a lot smaller. They're about a quarter of an inch long, actually a little bit smaller than that. And they, in order for them to develop, they are obligate on, they have to feed on Siberian elm, or what we locally call Chinese elm, which is kind of it's also a non-native tree, as its name would suggest. And they do actually feed on the seeds, as young, and then the adults will actually feed on the foliage. And so during years that we have a really high seed load on those trees, we're going to have more feeding access, more feeding sites for those young to develop. And so once summer hits, they're looking for a place to get out of the heat. That usually starts, you know, in July and continues, you know, clear through August. As they're developing and they're maturing into adults, they're looking for places to hide. And then, like you've seen, you get these aggregations where the adults are finding little places to kind of hide out, get out of the heat. And that's when we have the nuisance issue with them coming in the house or going into garages or something like that.
Well, and the thing about it is there are ways that you can kind of slow them down, so to speak. And from an inside the house perspective, what's the best thing to start doing?
Yeah, so obviously, primarily the best tactic to start with for any integrated pest management program is prevention. There's not anything you're going to do to the tree to get rid of them, but number one, helping get rid of some of those seeds as they're dropping can help reduce the number of bugs that are actually making to maturity. So getting out the leaf blower, mulcher, whatever, getting rid of those can help. And then, of course, you know, fixing screens, making sure window screening is sealed. You know, I've gone around and used the neoprene foam weather strip around all of my windows to try to help minimize their ability to get inside. And then if that's not really giving you satisfactory results, you can use an insecticide. But you're not going to want to just use any insecticide. Something like a fly spray may have a really quick knockdown effect, meaning it kills the bugs fast. But unless you actually hit that bug with that insecticide, you're not going to have any sort of control. So what you want to use is something called a barrier treatment. And basically every manufacturer out there has their own product. Ortho has one called Home Defense Max. Raid has one called Bug Barrier. There's numerous of them. numerous other products out there that are meant to be barrier treatments, which are used outdoors. And you can use them around, for instance, around the foundation of the house. You can close up the windows, the screens, treat around the outside of those. I treat around the screen door and around the actual door. The eaves of the house can be another place that they'll congregate, or anywhere that maybe your exterior soffit, somewhere where there's a gap. Anywhere there's a little gap, they will try to, they basically just wedge themselves in there. And once you get a few that have figured out, okay, this is a great spot, they will aggregate. I suspect that they probably are using pheromones to do that. This has been well documented in other insects. So they're probably having a little house party there. So you just need to treat anywhere where they might be congregating.
And it's funny that you should say that because, yeah, it's very rarely that you see one or two of them by themselves.
Yeah, they're hanging out together for sure.
They're everywhere. So, you know, this is one of those things that you've just got to be prepared and, you know, seal everything up, get the sprays and get rid of those. And it's really, it sounds just like something that we're going to have to deal with unless we want to get rid of Chinese elm trees.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe that's something that we should consider sometimes is maybe removing some of our Siberian or Chinese elm off of the landscape. It's also not, it's pretty undesirable tree. They tend to be kind of trashy, kind of weak wooded. The tops tend to die out. They often take out power lines when they do. So it's something to consider on your own property. The nice thing about it is really, as much as these are an annoyance, I hate to have them inside. I hate having them in my vehicle. They can't survive inside indefinitely. They're not infesting your clothes or your food or anything like that. So they are just a nuisance pests, but they are quite a nuisance at that.
All right. So once again, all about elm seed bugs. And if you've got any questions, Steve, how can they get a hold of you down there at the office?
So you can call our direct line at 435-636-3235. We also do have a pretty good fact sheet and some videos on nuisance pest control through USU Extension website.
All right. So once again, talking with Steve Price from the USU Extension here in Carbon County, all about elm seed bugs. And if you've got any questions, just give them a call and they'll help you out. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.